Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to continue the teaching, Seven Keys to Motivating You Toward Success. We started yesterday, some powerful scriptures and teaching. Yeah. Going to pick it up today. So, question I want to ask right up front. What motivates you to do what you do? Or for that matter, to not do what you know you should be doing? Take time to sit down and write out what motivates you to do what you're doing. What will motivate you beyond your current comfort zone? There are seven easily identifiable keys to your motivation toward success. And the brief review. First, you're motivated by love. Hebrews 10:24, Classic Amplified. And let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities. The Greek word for consider is G2657. G2657, and it means to perceive, remark, observe, understand, to consider attentively, fix one's eyes or mind upon. Each of us need a game plan. Find one person today, or for that matter, this week, that you can say or do something to encourage them. And yes, keep encouraging them until you've spoken what you've spoken becomes a part of their life.
Second, you're motivated by example. Proverbs 16:10 Message Bible says, a good leader motivates, doesn't mislead, doesn't exploit. The best way to motivate is by example. In Exodus 18:20, this in the Message Bible, it says, your job is to teach them the rules and instructions to show them how to live, what to do.
Third, you're motivated by helping others. Romans 15:14-15, Message Bible. Personally, I've been completely satisfied with who you are and what you're doing. You seem to me to be well motivated and well instructed, quite capable of guiding and advising one another. Do a random act of kindness for a neighbor. Doesn't matter that you've lived there for 5 years or more and they've never spoken to you. Nor does it matter if they respond to your gesture of friendship. God will use it to touch them, even if they wonder why they've been blessed. Remember, God keeps the books and he'll bring someone into your life to bless you.
That's right. Fourth, you could be motivated by envy. And we talked yesterday about being, well, jealous. Maybe someone got a promotion, a raise, a bonus, or a benefit that you didn't, and you really thought you deserved, and maybe you did. When a worker, even a Christian, is found looking at what other people have, then the person, well, they're not going to be satisfied with what they have, or they lose interest in what they have. Or focus, maybe, is what I should say. In fact, for some, envy, you know, sparks a desire to do and have more. But for others, envy motivates them to do, well, right things even for the wrong reasons. But envy is a trap, and it will eventually rob you of future blessings. Galatians 5:26, Message Bible says, that means we will not compare ourselves with others as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original.
I like that.
Each of us is an original, and that should be the motivation for our success. Anyway, that's a good subject if you want to back it up when we put the MP3 out in a few days. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Fifth, you're motivated by faith. We've talked about that recently. Hebrews 11:27, Classic Amplified Bible. Motivated by faith, he left Egypt behind, being unawed and undismayed by the wrath of the king. For he never flinched, but held staunchly to his purpose, endured steadfastly, as one who gazed on him who is invisible. When we're motivated by faith, it will deliver us out of each adversity, free us from every bondage, while setting our feet on the right path. Wisdom is one of the key ingredients of faith. James 1, verses 5 through 7. James 1, 5 through 7, Classic Amplified Bible. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. Verse 6. Not only it must be in faith that he asks, with no waverings, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, or doubts is like the billowing surge at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. And verse 7. For truly, let not such a person imagine that they will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Hallelujah. 5 key points in that scripture. 1, if you need wisdom, ask him. He'll give it to you. 2, ask in faith. 3, don't doubt. 4, doubters are unstable. 5, doubters will never receive anything from God. Again, James 1, 7, this time in the New Living Translation, says it this way. Such people, doubters, should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. F.F. Bosworth, the author of Christ the Healer, said that faith and doubt cannot live in the same house. 2 Corinthians 4:13, 4:13, Good News Translation. Scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe. There are also times when we will speak about things of faith before they ever manifest in the natural realm. Romans 4:17, 4:17, Classic Amplified Bible. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Wow.
That's true. Amazing. Your boldness and your faith will open doors of opportunity for you. 1 Timothy 3:13. 1 Timothy 3:13, Good News Translation. Those helpers who do their work well, win for themselves a good standing, are able to speak boldly about their faith in Christ Jesus. Got two powerful quotes we want to share with you. First, Smith Wigglesworth said, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what I believe. Second, Pastor Matthew Barnett, faith is believing that God is going to take you places before you even get there.
Wow.
Yep. Strong.
I love that. Right? It goes along with that Romans scripture.
It does, baby.
Sixth, you're motivated by hope. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified says, recalling unceasingly before our God and Father, you were energized by faith and service, motivated by love and unwavering hope in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Motivated by hope. We're to be motivated by hope. Look, hope is sometimes misunderstood in the language that we use. Oh, I hope I get this. But hope in the word is just used differently. Our hope for success is motivated by the word. Psalm 130, verse 5. Psalm 130, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on you, on him. I have put my hope in his word. We need to remember, no matter what the situation, there's only one place where we need to place our eternal hope. Psalm 39, verse 7 in the New Living Translation says, and so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you.
Amen.
When you put your hope in the Lord, it should never be a last resort. Psalm 25, 5. I love Psalm 25. Psalm 25, 5, this in the New Living Translation says, "Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." In a way, it's like looking to God for him. Our hope in the Lord should not only sustain us in adversity and through opportunities that we have to face, but we can also encourage others. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, 5:11 in the New International Version, it says, "Therefore, encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Our spirit was stirred as we were reading the Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 5:11. It said it this way: "Build up hope so that you'll be together in this. No one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it." As we were reading this verse, God just seemed to immediately and specifically draw our attention to no one left out, no one left behind. Our hope through Christ is contagious. It prompts us to never leave anyone behind. And that is a good way to feel.
Yes, it is.
Simplify.
It is. Sabbath, you're motivated for the right reasons. Psalm 24, verses 3 through 6. 24, 3 through 6. Contemporary English version. "Who may climb the Lord's hill or stand in his holy temple? Only those who do right for the right reasons and don't worship idols or tell lies under oath. The Lord God who saves them will bless and reward them because they worship and serve the God of Jacob." There are seven keys in this passage of Scripture. First, verse 3 is a qualifier. Who can be in God's presence? It says that only those who seek his presence may enter therein. Second, only those who do the right things for the right reasons. What's the right things? Actually, it's the right thing, being obedient to God's word. Third, those who always put God first. An idol is so much more than a dumb little statue sitting in your home or on the dashboard of a car. In reality, an idol is anything: clothes, home, car, electronic toys, vacations, children, spouse, and we mean anything that you put above the Word of God. Fourth, always tell the truth. A lie is a lie whether you call it a little white one or one that won't hurt. Let us also say that manipulating the truth, only giving half the truth, well, instead of all of the truth, that's also a lie. Fifth, who saves the sinners and cleanses the unrighteous? Our loving Heavenly Father. Six, when we do what the Word says do, we are blessed and rewarded now and in the life to come. Seventh, good things happen when we worship God, praise and honor Him. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is such good stuff, honey. It is. Well, go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.